Open enrollment for health care insurance under the Affordable Care Act starts today. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Obamacare is still up and running despite the sustained opposition from the White House and many Republicans in Congress, which have taken steps that have shaken the system but not stopped it. And starting next year, there will be no financial penalty for people who don't get themselves coverage. Marketplace's Jed Kim has more on options for people shopping for health care plans.
Last year, insurers jacked up premium prices over uncertainty about whether Obamacare would survive. This year, plans are cheaper. Larry Levitt is a senior vice president at the Kaiser Family Foundation.
From a consumer perspective, this all looks quite good right now. But, you know, there are these looming risks for insurers that could be a return of bad news in the future.
Risks that healthy people won't sign up because they don't have to. Also, the Trump administration relaxed rules allowing for really cheap plans outside the exchanges, plans that can reject people with pre-existing conditions. And coverage costs could go up. Even so, Matt Fiedler with the Brookings Institution says there's less concern today that Obamacare will enter a death spiral. The individual market is stabilizing.
Without the Trump administration's actions, we would have found that equilibrium sooner, and we might like that equilibrium better. But this market, without legislative changes, is here to stay.
A true checkup of the ACA will happen after December 15th, when we'll see whether or not fewer people got insured. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.
People are not buying homes like they used to, and by used to, I mean last year. September home sales were down significantly, especially in two of the country's priciest markets. But as Marketplace's Ben Bradford reports, the slowdown in sales doesn't necessarily mean that prices are cooling down.
The San Francisco Bay Area is the poster child for high housing prices, but recently far fewer people have been willing to pay them.
And in fact, for the month of September, this was the weakest home sales report in about 11 years.
Frank Notaft is the chief economist for real estate analysis firm CoreLogic. Its latest data found home sales fell more than 10% in both the Bay and Southern California. Fewer people buying homes might suggest less demand. Not so, says University of Pennsylvania real estate professor Susan Wachter.
Demand is actually increasing. Millennials have still not purchased their first house, and they still want to purchase their home.
CoreLogic found home prices went up, even as sales slipped. But the real cost of home buying is even higher than that, with mortgage interest rates increasing too, leading Wachter to this depressing conclusion.
The housing market crunch is going to get worse.
She says not just for these expensive California markets, but in cities around the country where job growth is highest. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.
I should check the stock market. The 100 share index in London is up 0.3%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all up in the 0.5% range. Interest rates, the 10-year Treasury yield up at 3.16%. As a nonprofit news organization, Marketplace is able to do what we do every day thanks to funding from public radio stations, foundations, corporate underwriters, and listeners like you. Thank you to all the Marketplace investors who've contributed over the last year for helping keep public service journalism strong. All of us really appreciate your support.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thursday before midterm election day Tuesday, now to Maine, where voters will decide whether they want to tax people with higher incomes to create a universal home care program for seniors and people with disabilities. The cost of long-term care is a burgeoning problem, and Maine has one of the oldest populations in the country. Patty White of Maine Public Radio reports.
Jessica Brown works around the clock to care for her 63-year-old mother with dementia. As the washing machine spins the first load of the morning, Brown has already helped her mom bathe, go to the bathroom, and get dressed. Now it's time for breakfast.
Do you want to have French toast?
Yeah, French toast.
All right, I'll get started on that.
Brown rearranged her life 3 years ago to do this. She left a teaching job and now tutors part-time out of the house she shares with her mom. It's a sacrifice that she feels is important for her to make, but she worries how long she can sustain it, financially and emotionally.
I don't want to be left alone with this, you know? It's probably the hardest thing I've ever done.
Brown supports a ballot initiative that, if approved by Maine voters, would establish a free home care program to help people like her. It would be available to all state residents and funded by a 3.8% tax on adjusted gross incomes above $128,400. That tax would generate more than $300 million a year. But Newell Auger, the chair of the group that opposes the proposal, says the tax would give Maine one of the highest state income taxes in the nation, and it could hurt business owners who are required to report business income on their personal tax returns.
The idea that we're going to hit 60,000 Maine families and an untold number of other small businesses is just going to be a disaster for our economy.
The ballot measure would create a board to oversee the home care program, and that board would oversee training and ensure higher pay for in-home care workers. It's a workforce in short supply, says Jessica Maurer of the Maine Council on Aging, which is neutral on the ballot initiative. She says that shortage will likely get worse as the number of older people grows.
And so as a result of that, many of us will need care, and it will be difficult for us to find the care providers that we need.
The cost of long-term care is also an issue. Nursing homes can charge upwards of $100,000 a year. Home care, for about 40 hours a week, costs half as much. The question nationwide, says David Grabowski, a professor of healthcare policy at Harvard Medical School, is who can pick up the tab?
Are these older individuals going to have the money to pay for care? If not, can state Medicaid programs provide that care?
Currently, Grabowski says, Medicaid pays about two-thirds of the cost of nursing home care in the U.S. In Lewiston, Maine, I'm Patty White for Marketplace.
And the warning label 6 inches from your eyes. Canada is considering cancer warning labels printed right on each and every cigarette. In 2001, Canada did the thing where cigarette packs must have photos depicting diseases related to smoking. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.